Welcome back to Inside the Raven's Eye. I'm your host, Alan Mitchell. My medicine name is Raven Spirit. This podcast is partnered with Earth and Spirit Medicine, owned and operated by my friend Winfield Ivers. His medicine name is Coyote Thunderhawk. He is a shaman here in the state of Utah, so make sure to visit earthandspiritmedicine.com and check out the great services they provide. In this episode of Conversations with a Shaman, I ask about Earth and Spirit Medicine's course called Spirit Quest. I have personally been on a spirit quest myself, and that was when I was introduced to the quiet for the first time, to the heartbeat of Mother Earth for the first time. And that was the first time I saw my shadow self. So with saying that, let's get into it and enjoy.
Gosh, ever since I was little, I've loved being outside. As I started recognizing more and more about that true connection with Mother Earth, I started spending more time with her. And I think because I'm somewhat reclusive by nature, that kind of sounds funny as I'm speaking of nature, but it's kind of easy for me to be alone. However, as I was spending more and more time in my 20s to seek the guidance of spirit, I would go and just spend a lot of time. I'd hike into places and avoid people and make sure that I was completely alone. But there's always these unseen forces of work on both sides, positive side, negative side, the God side, the dark side, you know, however you want to look at it. And as I was becoming stronger in my spirit, many of my adventures became interesting. Interesting meaning, for example, spending time in a beautiful overhang where all you can see outside of the overhang is thick vegetation, willows, etc., along this little stream, this creek. And as the night would come and as the sounds would rise of the animal life, wow, was it a lively place. I felt in this particular overhang a force coming in, and it was sealing off the oxygen levels, and I could hear it. It had a hum and it was getting louder and louder and more pressure, almost causing me to not be able to move. So back then, I only knew things because I had such belief and faith. And I only knew things in regards to getting rid of demonic evil. And back then, I only called it satanic because in the religious growing up that I had, that was the term used a lot. So I'd get this power. I'd have to muster it up, I guess you'd say, and I would stand up. And I'd stand up strong, and it was hard. Couldn't breathe. Felt pressure on me, and all trying to kill me. And I would stand up and I would say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to depart now, and it would go. And then each night, several times, it just kept coming back and coming back and coming back, and I knew I had to stay until it wouldn't come back, because my intention was to eliminate fear and what seems to be a power of the dark side, which I've learned now to know that it is only an influence. See, the dark side can't plant a seed and nurture it and make a plant grow, okay? They have no power, none whatsoever. And they hate it. And I'm telling you, it's a lot more than just this satanic or this dark. It's entities that come from all out there in this universe. And wow, there's a lot of them on the planet right now. It's pretty easy to see. And they are striving to suck out the oxygen of every human being on this planet. Just like me in that overhang in that cave there. And there were many times, many, I just kept going. Because I had to overcome some things. I had to learn some things. I had to come to know. I had to come to walk in certainty. I had to come to, eliminate fear, okay? So, you know, the only thing that really made sense a lot in my life was this Native American gesture of taking care of Mother Earth and honoring, you know, God. Now, so many cultures out there, and they all have their own names, and that's okay. For me, it's just straight up God. And I'm always saying, in the name of Jesus Christ, and calling on God like that. That's my way. It works. God, to me, if you break it down in some type of acronym, gracious, omnipotent, divine. Because no matter what I was doing in my life, whether it would be good, bad, right, wrong, or whatever, I could always call on him and he was there, no matter what. Gracious. Omnipotent. Or, it's a power. Divine, that's for everybody. So, Vision Quest. Go for 4 days, 4 nights, no food, no water. Done that a lot. I've even had some of those experiences cut short because snakes come in my camp, perhaps, and caused sickness upon me, different things as I was learning. So, what was I really questing all that time? Spirit. I was questing to understand spirit and how spirit works. So, I came to this place where, so my prayer, dear God, in the name of Jesus Christ, help me. Help me so much to bring people closer to you and to our Mother Earth. I don't know how many decades I've been praying that, but it's true. So when I've had the opportunity to have people come out on whether it be survival essentials, whether it be Spirit Quest, whatever, any wilderness-related kind of trip, taking people out was to help them connect to Mother Earth and connect to Father Spirit like that. So I came to call it Spirit Quest. You've been. And I believe you understand. And it seems to me that you've come to places where you are learning and maybe know now how to walk in certainty. How to, when fear seems to be entering a circle, a remembrance that fear is only false evidence appearing real. And there's something greater that can evacuate that. So, Spirit Quest is the most important, to me, offering, trip, course, whatever you want to call it, where you come out with me in the wilderness. And we hang out a little bit. We have personal discussions that are powerful, so I call it personal and powerful. And then I send you off to go expose yourself to the unseen forces and see what happens. And a lot always happens. So if anyone is seeking to become closer to God and closer to Mother Earth, I definitely would recommend coming with me more than anyone else on this planet. Why? Because I'll take good care of you. That's why. I care. That's why. Well, gosh, says Alan, maybe, Raven Spirit here, I spent $1,600. I took it out of my 401k. I laid it all on the line because I wanted it so bad. So, say, people, what'd you spend your last $1,600 on? What'd you spend your last $300 on? And you know what? It's not 4 days and four nights, okay? That doesn't matter. What matters is the intention. So if you have an intention to get closer to Mother Earth and Father Spirit, guess what? For about 3 days and two nights, and if you add up the hours, it's really only about 48 hours, and it's $750. And there's a lot of people out there that spent that much on alcohol in the last month. There's a lot of people out there that spent that much on cigarettes in the last 2 months. How much do you care about your life? Think about it for a second. How much do you care about your life? Think about that for a second. How much do you care about yourself, and what are you willing to put on the line to make adjustments so that you can empower yourself to come to a place where you create new daily habits, eliminate all that sabotage, and live with certainty?
I want to thank you for listening to Inside the Raven's Eye. And if you have any questions that you would like to ask Coyote Thunderhawk, please email me at insidetheravenseye@gmail.com. Also, remember to visit earthandspiritmedicine.com and check out the great services. You have been listening to Coyote Thunderhawk in Conversations with a Shaman. I'm your host, Alan Mitchell, and we will see you on the next Inside the Raven's Eye. Much love and God bless.